Loan roll-off. The grossing fee is 100,000 rupiah per car and 6,500 rupiah per person. The grossing time is around 30 until 45 minutes. Listener, to attract tourists, the Rupat Beach Festival is usually held in October. This is an annual agenda for Bengkalis Regency. In the festival, there are a number of competitions that are participated in by the local community, such as parade of ornamental canoes, kites, pillow fights, beheading boat races, and many more.
President of the Republic of Indonesia, Prabowo Subianto, arrived at the Museum of Modern Art in Rio de Janeiro, Brazil on Sunday to attend a series of plenary meetings of the BRICS 2025 summit with leaders from members of partner countries. President Prabowo arrived at the museum at around 10:52 local time, accompanied by Cabinet Secretary Teddy Indrawijaya, Coordinating Minister for Economic Affairs Erlangga Hartarto, and Deputy Minister of Finance Thomas Jiwandono. The plenary session in the BRICS Summit series gave President Prabowo the opportunity to speak at the forum right after Chinese Premier Li Qiang finished speaking at the session. Special staff of the Religious Minister for Cooperation and Foreign Relations, Gugun Gumilar, appreciated the golden achievement of diplomacy made by Indonesian President Prabowo Subianto with Saudi Arabia's Prince Mohammed bin Salman bin Abdul Aziz in Al Saud. The achievement related to the launch of the inaugural meeting of the Saudi-Indonesian Supreme Coordination Council, a new institutional platform aimed at accelerating cross-sector cooperation and plans for the development of Indonesia's village in Saudi Arabia. And that was the news.
Aku mendengar bahwa kini kau tak lagi dengannya. Dalam benakku timbul tanya, masihkah ada dia di hatimu bertahta? Atau ini saat bagiku untuk singgah di hatimu? Namun siapkah kau tuh jatuh cinta lagi? Meski bibir ini tak berkata, bukan berarti ku tak merasa ada yang berbeda di antara kita. Dan tak mungkin ku melewatkanmu hanya karena diriku tak mampu untuk bicara.
Listeners still here in Voice of Indonesia, Indonesia Today, and right now you're listening to Hi-Fi, Siapkah Kau Tuk Jatuh Cinta Lagi.
Kita
Indonesia is coming up shortly. Stay tuned with us, Voice of Indonesia.
Listener going to culinary tour to Banyuwangi, East Java, you should come to Wit-Witan Market. The traditional market, which becomes one of favorite places in Banyuwangi, is located at Alas Malang Village, Singojuru Sub-District, Banyuwangi. The market opens every Sunday morning, starting from 6 until 10 a.m. local time. Under the shady tree, you can enjoy various traditional culinaries of Banyuwangi, such as Geseng Bangsong. Geseng Bangsong is a typical food of Wijenan Kidul Hamlet, Singolatren Village, Singojuru Sub-District. Geseng Bangsong is a special menu and rarely found, which is made from duck meat as its main ingredient and wadung yang leaf that adds a unique sour taste. Wadung tree is many found and growing wild at the village. Besides giving sour taste, wadung leaf is also used to remove fishy smell from duck meat. The duck must be the big one, so it is usually used male duck for cooking geseng bangsong. Besides wadung yang leaf, this culinary is also cooked with other spices such as cayenne, onion, and garlic. Geseng Bangsong has savory and spicy taste. Spicy taste mixed with sour taste certainly produce delicious food. In Banyuwangi, the food is usually served when Islamic events being conducted, such as the birth of Prophet Muhammad, Eid al-Fitr, and Eid Adha. But now, Geseng Bangsong can be found at Wit-Witan Market every Sunday. The price of the food is affordable, which is around 20,000 rupiah to 25,000 rupiah per portion. In addition to taste Geseng Bangsong, you can also enjoy other typical culinaries of Banyuwangi, such as rawon alas, sego cawu, as well as traditional snake, such as tiwul and gatot, which is made from cassava. Well, listener, that was our segment of Indonesian Wonder for today. I'm Purisa Fridella. Thank you for listening.
Listener, on today's music corner, we bring you a wonderful selection, a beautiful keroncong song entitled Angin Rindu by Anggirian and the New Normal Keroncong Group. This heartfelt song was written and originally popularized by Roni Parulian, a finalist of a popular talent show in Indonesia back in 2023. It's officially released on July 19, 2024. The song tells the story of someone longing for their beloved one, hoping the wind will carry their feelings to them. Well, listener, let's sit back, relax, and enjoy the keroncong version of Angin Rindu by Anggirian and the New Normal Keroncong Group. Happy listening!
Sampai kapankah rindu ini akan bertahan? Rasa gelisah menghantui perasaanku. Diam-diam mencari-cari hadirmu di sampingku. Andai saja angin membawa rinduku padamu. ingin membawa rinduku padamu. Andai saja waktu membawa cepatku padamu.
Aku bisa hatimu
sama nyata.
Voice of Indonesia.
Kasolami is a unique and typical food from Southeast Sulawesi, specifically in Buton, Muna, and Wakatobi areas. Kasolami is generally shaped like a tumpeng or cone and is yellowish white. Cassava, which is widely grown in the Sulawesi archipelago, is the main ingredient of kasolami. Firstly, the cassava is washed, peeled, and shredded or milled using a machine. Then the grated cassava is put in a sack or cloth to be compacted. This compaction is to remove water content by being crushed or pressed using a tool made of wood or large stones. Then leave it for 1 to 3 hours until the water is completely dry. The solid is pure white. Next, the solid is wrapped in thick or banana leaves and tied. The solid is called KGP. To make kasolami, initially KGP is kneaded by hand until it looks like flour. Then the ingredients are put into a very unique steaming cone. This tool is made from woven coconut leaves. To steam the KGP, they use a pot made of clay similar to a jar. The cone filled with KGP flour is put into the mouth of the pot. Then it is cooked with medium heat and medium volume of water in a pot for about 15 minutes. One kasolami is generally made with a diameter of 10 cm and a height of 10 cm and weighs approximately 500 to 700 grams. Usually, a person can spend 1 to 2 kasolamis. Kasolami is sometimes served as a substitute for rice because it is often served along with vegetables and side dishes of various processed fish, such as grilled fish, fried fish, and salted fish. Kasolami is the initial food in Buton's traditional events. Interestingly, kasolami is also often used as stocks for trips or souvenirs between fellow Buton residents. Kasolami can be eaten without side dishes, accompanied by a cup of hot tea in the afternoon. The distinctive taste of cassava and the sweet blend of tea will add to this culinary delight.
Aku telah salah memilih hati yang tak sungguh sejalan.
Well, listeners, still tuning in Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. And don't forget to always tune in to our online streaming, voinews.id, shortwave 325 kHz and 4755 kHz also, our application in RRA Digital for those of you who love watching on demand. And right now you are currently listening to Liudra Tak Selalu Memiliki.
Aku tak bisa memilih cinta bila semesta pisahkan kita. Aku tak mampu memaksa kita apabila restu. Kau katakan bisa, tapi hatimu tampaknya tak bisa. Biarkan hatimu ku hanya inginkan dirinya. Open your eyes, open your mind. Feel the warmth, see the smiles. Kindness and love, that's what I feel. Hold my hand and dance with me. A nation with a soul. Symphony of sights and sounds. Across the beautiful nature line. We'll find the colors of paradise. Oh, what a wonderful place. I feel loved, I feel wonderful. Wonderful Indonesia.
Listener, as Gempol Pleret is one of the legendary Solo culinary delights, because there are not many traders selling this culinary anymore. But you don't have to worry if you are already in Solo and want to taste this traditional culinary. Although it is a popular culinary delicacy in Solo, in certain places there are still traders selling this as Gempol Pleret, such as in the Gede Market, Lawayan Market, and in the Manahan Field. As Gempol Pleret is beverage because of its refreshing presentation, but there are also those who call it food because it is filling when enjoyed. The basic ingredients of this typical beverage are rice flour and glutinous rice flour. To make as Gempol Pleret, we have to soak rice flour first. Then it is shaped into small balls like meatballs and then steamed. Therefore, some people call gempol as rice meatball because it is round, made of rice, and its white color. According to the story, gempol comes from the word jempol because it uses the fingers. Pleret is also made from rice flour, which is made into dough and then formed into thin sheets resembling wonton. Afterwards, it is also steamed until cooked. Finally, for presentation, in a medium-sized bowl, the gempol pleret is aided with coconut milk, which is made from thin coconut milk and sugar. You can add shaved ice or ice cubes that are broken into small pieces. As a variation, you can also add pieces of jackfruit or green sticky rice tape. For one bowl of es gempol pleret, you only need to pay 5,000 rupiah. It is quite affordable, isn't it?
Andai bumi terbelah dua, biar kita tetap saling berpeluh. Wahai pujangga cinta, yang melayang teladan kamu, jujurlah padaku.
Ada padakan cinta, cinta perbedaan aku dan kau.
If you visit Ambon, it's incomplete without tasting ikan asar galala, the most iconic culinary in Ambon, Maluku. It is called ikan asar galala because it has been known since ancient times that Galala Village is a fish hunter. The basic ingredients of ikan asar are generally cakalang fish, yellowtail fish, or mackerel tuna fish, as long as the fish's texture is dense so that it is not brittle when smoked. Ikan asar is a smoked fish. This is smoked differently and uniquely. In general, the fish is smoked horizontally, but ikan asar is placed diagonally on the side of the embers that produce smoke to make the fish completely dry and fully cooked. The cooking process is quite simple. After cleaning the entrails, the fish is skewered with bamboo and ready to be smoked on the stove. The smoking takes about 4 until 5 hours. And is done in a closed room so that the smoke soaks into the meat until it is completely cooked. Listener, ikan asar has an extraordinary taste because the smoked fish is savory and the aroma is so appetizing. Ikan asar is very appropriate to be enjoyed with warm rice and sambal cholo-cholo, a typical Maluku sauce made from shallots, chilies, basil, and key lime.
Voice listener, don't forget that you can send your messages through our social media. In Facebook account, The Voice of Indonesia. Twitter account at VOI Indonesia. Instagram and TikTok in VOI _official. We also have our email address in voilisteners@gmail.com and also our WhatsApp number. And +62 821 2381 2130. And so, Voice listener, you can always ask us questions, especially about the feature that I'm going to play for you with Hasapi, the instrument. So, you can ask me right away in our social media.
One thing that crosses Indonesian people's mind when they hear the word North Sumatra, Toba Lake. The beauty of this freshwater lake that is notable as the deepest lake in the world is really fascinating. friendliness of its people becomes one of the aspects that makes tourists stay in a bit longer. However, one thing that is always lingered in the ears is the beat of Bataknese music, which pumps people's spirit to explore this land. Hasapi is one of the traditional musical instruments of Batak people. This is the evidence that Batak community possesses a high rate of musicality. Tribute songs of Hasapi musical melody, which is played by Martogi Sitohang. Batak community has recognized music arts for the long time before they knew modern musical instrument like today. One of the popular instrument is Hasapi. Hasapi is played by strumming because it has two strings in general. It is categorized as chordophone. In principle, Hasapi is quite similar to small guitar, but it has two strings only. Hasapi is easily found in Parapat and Samosir Island. This is usually sold to the tourists who visit Toba Lake. Some local merchandise shops sell this musical instrument. Hasapi crafters are a little hard to be found because they are usually also the ones who are skillful in playing the musical instrument. The crafters are ordinarily elder people, and the skills of making Hasapi is passed down to their offsprings. Hasapi musical instrument is divided into two kinds: Hasapi Ende and Hasapi Doa. Hasapi Ende is the melody career instrument, and it is considered as the predominant instrument in Gondang Hasapi ensemble. Meanwhile, Hasapi Doa has the same principle with Hasapi Ende. However, in the playing, Hasapi Doa acts as the career of constant rhythm. The size of Hasapi Doal is a little bit bigger than Hasapi Ende. Irwan Saharahap, as Hasapi musicians views, that Hasapi has its own technique to be played.
Hasapi itu mempunyai teknik tersendiri untuk memainkannya, jadi biasanya...
Hasapi has its own technique to be played. Usually, based on tradition, there is the resonator hole in the back of the instrument. The function is to manipulate sound, and it is placed on the stomach. Traditionally, Hasapi has two strings. Actually, there are the variation of two harmony system, which are used in Hasapi. Traditionally, it is played intervally, approximately tres major. Hasapi is a melodic and rhythm musical instrument because it does not apply musical scale. It is used as the escort music. Generally, Hasapi is used for gondang events, like music events or wedding occasion. Hasapi could be used in the gondang music strains, but it can also be played individually. In the various traditions of Batak community, Hasapi is always present to give impression to the ongoing event. Hasapi, made of wood, which is crafted like a boat. This instrument uses two strings. In the earlier times, the strings were made of a fiber material. Now the instrument uses guitar strings. Well, listener, before we review on Hasapi musical instrument, let's listen to the Hasapi musical strains with Batakis musician, Martagi Sitohang and Mardi Sihombing in Mardalanao.
Oh,
play all songs, from folk songs as well as Western songs, although it has only two strings. The tune of strings in Hasapi has two kinds. The first tune matches the basic musical scale. The first string is mi tone. The second one is do. The second tune is known as batak stem. The first string is for re, and the second one is for low sol. Hasapi does not own grip like guitar, so it is hard to play it. This thing makes tourists appreciate this Bataknese musical instrument. The instrument can play any song only with two strings. Hasapi is made of a gyre wood which is grown surrounding Toba Lake. Besides, Hasapi is also made from jackfruit stem tree. So, Hasapi is easier to be crafted. Besides being easily crafted into musical instrument, jackfruit wood is more durable and long-lasting. Then jackfruit log is dragged as the resonance plays for producing sound. Then the place is covered with thin wood. Hasapi is often given the carving ornament to make it look more attractive. Well, listener, that is a short review about traditional musical instrument of Bataknese called Hasapi. We are going to give you another musical strain of Hasapi Doal and Hasapi Ende with Martogi Sitohang.
aku dan dirimu sudah jadi satu di dalam ikatan percaya. Dunia asmaraku, dunia asmaramu tumbuh makin sempurna. Oh, kau membuatku jadi diriku sendiri. Aku tambah yakin kepada kamu, kamu, kamu. Kau adalah yang terindah, yang membuat hatiku tenang. Mencintai kau terima segala kurangku.
Beautiful, I love is like a miracle, and it is more than just a physical attraction. Even though we're individuals, but we have this spiritual connection. The passionate is always you, the one and only. Baby, you can call me every time you feel you want me, and I'll be there for you, and I know you too. And I love you till the world is falling apart.
Kau membuatku jadi diriku sendiri. Aku tambah yakin kepada kamu.
What?
Kamu,
who?
Kamu.
Yeah.
Kau adalah yang terindah, yang membuat hatiku tenang. Cintai kamu takkan pernah takut sampai kau terima segala kurangku.
Here we go, together till the world stops, girl. But I want you to know you still rock my world.
I love you
too, girl. And I love you when you smile, you're so cute, girl. Hey, don't be jealous when I'm hanging with my fellas. When me and you together, girl, it's like the time is endless. And when the time is right, I'll be happy by my side, saying this is your dad, sir. Can I marry your daughter? Sing it for me, girl.
Do you love me like I love you?
Of course I do.
Do you love me like I love you? Oh, I don't lie.
Yep.
Turning down.
Yeah.
RRA Digital with New Look. Various collaborative content from various national programs, including live visual broadcasts, live radio broadcasts, music playlists, podcasts, video news, and various users' interaction features in the game. Various interesting content such as likes, comments, and shares, as well as live chat with broadcasters and users. Direct messaging and private chat facilities between app users are also available.